Maryland's news now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
When we talk about jobs, we often mention that despite the fact that there are openings, people who need work don't often have the skills for the position. When we talk about autism spectrum disorders, we often focus on children, but adults are probably the most underserved members of that community. Enter a new program connecting workers, hopefully with autism or Asperger's, to jobs that suit them to a T. The Baltimore Sun's Jamie Smith Hopkins, a business news reporter, joins us to talk about it. Jamie, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
So I know this program is just sort of getting off the ground, and it's not the official name, but they call it Aspire, which is a great name anyway.
Yeah, this is a program that's in the pilot stage, but that its organizers think will expand this year with more contracts and employees.
So you focus on the program by focusing on a young man named Shane Foley. Tell us about him.
He's very interesting. He's 21, lives in Ellicott City, and he has autism and has been really, throughout high school, has been preparing for a job and data entry. His parents said that they could tell it was something he liked and was good at, and so they gave him all sorts of opportunities to learn more about it. He did work study and data entry. So this is something he was already very prepared to do, and then this they heard about this program. So they contacted the organizers to say, listen, our son would be great for it. And then they were absolutely right. He's working on data entry for a contract for the State Department of Juvenile Services. And both the company who is running this program and the Secretary of Juvenile Services sing his praises.
So is he their first client, basically?
He's an employee. Technically, the way this works is it's being run as a staffing agency, essentially. And so the folks on the spectrum are employees of the company, and then the company has a contract with the State Department of Juvenile Services.
Oh, like a temp firm.
Right, exactly. And so this is something where, you know, either people could work in that way, or perhaps, you know, it could be a situation where the companies are working on contracts for would say, great, let's hire you permanently. You know, it really depends on the situation.
Tell us a little bit about this company, PDG Inc.
This is a company based in Glen Burnie that specializes in services to people with disabilities. And so this is something that was sort of right down their alley. The idea for this program started with the State Department of Disabilities. And it's not a state-run program, but they got the ball rolling. And we're doing helping do some research on other places around the world that have been trying programs that match people on the autism spectrum with tech jobs.
Is PDG getting some funding?
They have a little bit just to sort of get things launched, in an order of about $10,000. But their goal is, you know, they would perhaps like to get a little bit more funding to help launch the program completely, but their goal is for this to be self-sufficient so that the money they bring in through contracts covers any sort of additional costs for job counseling and training and that sort of thing.
Have they talked yet about how many people on the spectrum they hope will be employees of theirs?
No, it really depends on how many businesses or agencies say, great, sign me up, I've got a contract for you.
You know, there's probably a lot of parents listening right now who are going to be calling them because, as we pointed out in the beginning, this population is really having a hard time.
And I've been getting emails from people saying, how do I get in contact with them? I've got a number if you'd like it.
I'll tell you what, we'll post it on our website.
That sounds good.
Tell us how Shane is doing.
He loves work. He's so engaged in it and is very interested in the information, pays close attention to things that might be different from what he'd seen before, and is very happy when the information he's entering is good news for the people he's entering it for. This is a program that Juvenile Services is piloting, not just the contract, but rather the program that he's doing data entry for, where young adults are getting points for good behavior. And so he's very happy when he enters the maximum number of points for someone.
His parents must be thrilled. Jamie Smith Hopkins, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about a young man who's really the first employee of this new program aimed at serving not only people on the autism spectrum, but also businesses who need workers.
I'm glad I could talk about it.